This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the final week of late winter. It's the second week of the skunk courting moon and the fourth week of the sun in Aquarius. And it's almost early spring. It's time to be getting ready. So when you hear morning doves singing before dawn, then organize all your buckets for tapping maple sap. And when you hear red-winged blackbirds whistling in the wetlands, then the maple sap should already be running. When titmice and cardinals sing throughout the morning, then check your chicken flocks for mites. When bright yellow aconites bloom, then spread fertilizer in the field and garden so that it can work its way into the ground before spring planting. When the first daffodil foliage is 2 inches tall, then go to the swamp to find skunk cabbage in bloom. When you see sparrows courting, then cut branches of pussy willow shrubs as well as from forsythia and silver maples for forcing indoors. When the first knuckles of rhubarb emerge from the ground, then it's time to plant your onion sets directly into the ground and seed your cold frames with spinach, radishes, and lettuce. When strawberry plants have new leaves, then wildflower season has begun in the southwest and bald eagles lay their eggs in the upper Rocky Mountains. And when you see tulip foliage emerging, then horned owlets hatch in the woods. When you see ducks looking for nesting sites, then you know that salamanders will be mating in the night. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the very first week of early spring. In the meantime, start getting ready. Remember, if one thing happens, then something else is happening too.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.